Hey, it's Philip Subu with Empowerment Sessions. How are you? How are you feeling? Are you doing okay? How's your mind? How's your heart? How's your soul? It's a crazy season right now because over half the country is quarantined due to the coronavirus. And yeah, it makes for an interesting couple of weeks. But hey, through it all, I'm glad to be able to come to wherever you are and have this conversation with you. Now, as always, I ask that you share the podcast with someone you know, and also that you yourself would subscribe if you haven't already done so. This podcast is just for you. Let's go. Hey, this is Philip Subu with Empowerment Sessions, and welcome back. We are in the midst of a pandemic all across the world. People have been shutting down due to the coronavirus. So many questions, so many decisions to be made, so many precautions are being taken, so many worries, so many people are losing their jobs, literally income. Is now a conversation. Some people don't know how they're going to pay their rent, and they don't know what to do about making plans for the future. It's almost as if everyone has stood still. And it's not because they chose to, it's because there aren't any more options. The NBA is shut down for the season. I mean, there's no sports that you're watching. There's no movie theater that you're going to. There's no concerts that you're set up to attend. There's none of that. There's no entertainment for you. The only things that are left right now are the things that were always there but often overlooked, like the books sitting on your shelf, the family members looking at you in your face, the time that you now have. Of course, we can all watch movies on television. We can watch TV, we can watch the game show, stay alerted to the news. There's so many things that we can do, even though there's so many things that we've now not been able to take advantage of as of recently. And although we know it's temporary, it's just the idea of how long it's temporary. Is temporary 3 weeks, 4 months? Is it 6 months? Will it reoccur again? So many questions, so many thoughts. So many feelings. And here we are on Empowerment Sessions. You know, I was thinking about the fact that I began this podcast this year to facilitate conversations that are thought-provoking, that would help us to shift our paradigms and our vantage points, that will allow us to see things from a more open perspective and not so limited. I understand that life cannot or will not always give you what you want in terms of events like this. Who would ask for such an event? But then again, let's dig a little bit deeper into that question, because there's one thing that I have started this podcast with as a core value, and that is this, that everything begins within. If I'm not mistaken, I think that was the first full episode that we talked about. It begins within. And that everything that happens externally around us, it started within. Somebody had a dream or idea and they birthed it, and it became something that became reality. It became an external manifestation of what was churning on the inside of their heart, inside of their mind. What was being slept on as a dream, and they woke up to the potentials and the realities of it. But it all began within. Even this moment, somebody had an idea. A virus was formed in China, and that virus leaked out, and it began to affect masses of people, although it wasn't initially intended to affect people in the manner and the pathway that it has. But nevertheless, outside of their plans, it has. It kind of reminds me of this scripture. Can a man hold fire in his bosom and not be burned? Kind of makes you think, like, what are people thinking these days, right? But here's the underlying thing that I wanted to express. As we consider what everyone is doing in this time, like there's so many themes and challenges on Facebook, the push-up challenge, you know, there's just so many challenges, and there's so many people that are now interacting through social media on an accelerated rate. If Facebook was a television company, their ratings would be through the roof. And Instagram and Twitter, if they were a television company, their ratings would be just beyond. But you know, have you ever thought about some of the things that we've been talking about in our podcast? We've been talking about, you know, sometimes that need to be still, that need to reflect, that need to reconnect and realign with your core values and the things that really matter in your life. And it is absolutely not far or too far out of reach to say that maybe in this time, although it is unfortunate and it is very inconvenient, it is uncomfortable, and it has caused a lot of changing of plans that never would have been changed, I believe that it is not too far-fetched to believe that maybe there is a call back to oneness for people to become more centered and aligned. Whatever the intentions were behind the virus and the happenings that are here now, at the end of the day, many people are quarantined. Over half of the United States is quarantined. And so people have more time than what they normally had, right? No, that's not true. We have the same amount of time that we had. We just now don't have the liberty of making other things priority that previously were. For instance, the person who's a workaholic who has sacrificed their family for work. Now you don't have the option of being a workaholic. You've got to face your family. People who decided that their life was always on the run, and so they accepted the fact that they'll never be able to eat healthy. Now you're quarantined, you're at home, and fast food is not really the ideal option right now. I know in Houston that you can go, but you're going to have to go through the drive-thru if you're going to go to a fast food restaurant or any restaurant. There are no dine-in settings anymore. They're closed, quarantined. So now what? More people are cooking. More people are going to eat healthy, probably going to eat better than they have all of 2019, 2018, 2017, 2016, 2015. They're probably going to eat more healthier now. Why? Because now they're forced to look at and to do the things that they've always said in the back of their mind. Oh man, if I had more time, I would do this. If I had more time, I would read more books. If I had more time, I would earn that degree. If I had more time, I would write that book. If I had more time, I'd get back to my music. If I had more time, I'd spend it with my children. If I had more time, I'd talk more with my spouse. Maybe we can reconcile some of our differences. Maybe we can plan what we want our future to be like. Or maybe just some of the simple things that we overlook. If I had more time, maybe I would have stopped and realized that I need to be in alignment with who I am and that I've let some things into my life that have really offset me, off-balanced me, and become distractions rather than the push and the wind beneath my wing. They become more of a deterrent. My question, and I'm sure many others are asking the same question, is what are you doing in this time of isolation? What are you doing in this time of quarantine? What are you doing in this moment? What are you creating? Let's dig deeper. What are you planning? What are you strategizing? When this thing is over, what are you going to come out with that's going to change the game as it relates to your life? That's going to change the dynamics of your business. That's going to change. That's going to shift the avenues and the ways and the pathways that you thought you were only limited to. Now you're awakened to the reality that there is no limit except the limits in which you create. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I've personally taken on some initiatives to read some books. I'm going to do some more writing. Some of you may know that I'm a part of another podcast called The Fellas, and it's just me and my best friends, all guys, and we have taking the time to do a little bit of planning, taking the time to record additional podcasts, to be more consistent in that. Like, what are you going to do? Can you believe it? This may sound crazy, but my friends know that I'm not a decor person, but every 3 months, I literally, it's not every 3 months to be exact, to my defense, but I rearrange my rearrange my place. So you'll come in and my desk is totally different. My living room setup is totally different. My dining room setup is totally different. You come in and it'll look like, oh my God, like you would think someone moved out and someone else just moved in. I don't know. Maybe it's just a part of my personality. I don't like to see anything being stale or stagnant. And sometimes I just feel like my mood is to shift things around, to keep me fluid, to keep me creative, to keep me thinking. It's just something I do. And it's hilarious because I've changed it twice within the past 4 weeks. Maybe I need to go and re-sign up for a therapist again. And be like, you know, I think I might have an issue. But my point in being transparent and just joking about it is, what are you changing in your life to help influence in a healthy manner your creativity, your flow? And what flow am I talking about? What creativity am I talking about? The creativity in spending quality time and making the things that really matter, matter. The flow of love from your heart. Are you dealing with some internal things while you have this moment? Are you having difficult conversations with yourself, maybe with others? Are you reaching out to people that you know, that you love and love you, that you haven't communicated with in a while? Maybe friends you just haven't checked on or you haven't reached out. Have you reached out to them? What are you changing? What are you shifting in your mind? Are you introducing yourself to new thoughts and greater and broader expanding or more expansive perspectives as it relates to your particular field and occupation? What are you doing? My encouragement, do something productive. And listen, if getting a little bit more sleep is a start, take that deep breath, inhale, exhale, do what you got to do, right? There's no judgment here. I'm just saying, whatever you do, make it count. And when this is over with, you can look back and say, that was one of the most productive seasons of my life that put me on a launching path of greatness. It's not too late. You still quarantine right now, right? I'm just joking. But it's not too late. You still have time. Make it count. Make every conversation count. Make every hug with the people in your household count. Make every I love you count. Make every text count. Make every social media post count. Make every video conference count. Make every strategy session count. Make everything you do matter. Let it leave a lasting impact on whatever it is that you're impacting. And make it count. Let it be great. Let it be authentic. Let it be transformational. Let it be empowering. Let it be something worth considering. Make it count. I'll see you soon. We'll make it through this together. Hey, thanks again for tuning in with me and allowing me to come wherever you are. As always, I'd like to encourage you to share this podcast on your social media, on your Twitter, on your Facebook, on your Instagram. Share the podcast so that others can also join in with the same conversations that you're benefiting from. Also, if you haven't already subscribed, maybe this is your first time hearing it, please do subscribe so that you can be notified of all future episodes. So, hey, I want to ask of you to visit my website, thepsfactory.com, and check out my new album I just released, along with another young lady of mine that I know, a good friend named Shamira Williams, along with great guy, good friend Trey Smith for Trey Boy Music. We released the album entitled Love Over Everything. And I will be excited if you check it out. Download the album. Let me know your thoughts on it. It's an incredible love album, and it's geared towards couples and those who are aspiring to be couples with like-minded dreams, goals, and ambitions, and who together are willing to make it happen. It's called Love Over Everything with myself, Philip Suber, and Shamira Williams, produced by Trey Boy Music. Check it out. And you can get it from me directly at the PS Factory. PS for my name, Philip Suber. The PS Factory. FACTORY.com. Until next time, make it count.